Blog Talk Radio.
And hello again, and this is Tippi Feldenstein on Tippi Talk, and you are listening to me today talking about the answer to the big question, now what? And now what is basically for people who have been searching and been looking and found all these amazingly wonderful things that they want to do with their life, but it's time now to implement it. It's time now to do everything that we know we should do. So how do we do that? And how do we implement it to change everything? I'm here today with Jennifer Schutemaker, who will help us figure it out and show us her amazing ways of tapping into all that. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and you are listening to Tippi Talk. Basically, the whole idea of now what is to live a joyful life and to be happy and to be stress-free and to be basically enjoy as much as possible. And so every day when we wake up, there's a few questions that we can ask ourselves to help us get into the space of joy. And so I put a few questions together, and if you have a pen, go ahead and write that down, because I promise you that if you ask yourself those few questions every morning, your day and your life will transform without even trying. And basically that's what the show is all about. So question number one is, do you appreciate all the wonderful qualities in yourself? Like, what qualities do you like about yourself? Do you like the way you show up in the world? Do you think of self-love or self-like, if you can't go to love? And what do you like about the way you show up in the world? Basically, that's a really important question. Do you like the way you smile? Do you like the way you walk? Do you like the way you talk? Just think of that and focus on that first thing in the morning when you open your eyes. And then the number two is, make a list of three things that you appreciate in your life, that you acknowledge that you have created yourself. What have you created that you can really tap yourself on your shoulder and say, yeah, I really appreciate that, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Number three, you can write down maybe three things or more that are going really well for you right now, that you feel really good about, that you care about, maybe a vacation that you just took, maybe something, a new car that you bought, some material things, maybe love, whatever it is that you have right now that you can feel good about. And number four is to write down three things about your body that you appreciate and you love. Because your body is basically your vehicle, your animal, your vehicle into the physical world. And it serves you in so many different ways. So when you focus on the things that you love about your body, it automatically puts you in a place of a lot more joy and things that you appreciate about your body. And then number five, of course, you take it out to your friends. Think about your friends or your loved ones and several aspects about that people that you appreciate, your family. It might be a good idea to just tell family members the things you appreciate about them and let them tell you things they appreciate about you. That brings such an amazing energy into any situation. I've done that with my daughters, and it was just unbelievable. I have one more or two more. One more is, reflect on an important relationship that you have in your life, like your husband, your friend, somebody new you might be working with, somebody new you might have met in a miraculous, amazing way. And that's something that you appreciate. You appreciate it a lot. And then one more is, notice how good you feel as you appreciate and you acknowledge all the good in your life. As you do, you add more joy. You kind of add the sound of music to your soul. And basically, on that note, it's all about having a more joyful day. So how much joy are you feeling right now? Well, I'm feeling a lot of joy for a lot of reasons. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and I'm here with you today, and that gives me a lot of joy. But having Jennifer Schutemaker here with me doubles that a lot, because Jennifer is that special little star from the cosmos that is here to really lift humanity to the next level. And I'm going to let her tell you all about it as she comes into the studio. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you today?
Oh, thank you, Tippi. That's so sweet of you. And I love checking in with you, because so many reasons, but really it's wonderful because you have so many great insights. It's great to be with someone who's always, you know, always thinking, always trying, you know, always aware and conscious, and you have such great questions, and I always look forward to this time together, and I always look forward to what unfolds, and it always results in something tangible and really wonderful. And I have to tell you, those questions are great because the focus is on the feeling good. And I think when you feel good, you produce more feel good. And that is important because hopefully what I think our discussion, I can tell what our discussion is going to be like and where it's going. And I love how it's always organic and, you know, it's just of the moment. It's just what's going to unfold is what is on our minds, and it obviously just relates, because you know what we relate to is what everyone relates to, because we're all in the human condition together. So I love it. So thank you for that introduction.
So I love the way you pick up on what I just said, and you just kind of flowed right into one of the points that I actually brought up, is to tell the people around you what you appreciate about them and what you like about them. And you just walked in and said, what I like about you. So I kind of have to match that. And I have to say that there's so many things that I like about you. But the quality of a person, of who they really are, really comes in when things don't go right and when things kind of go out of whack. And your ability of non-judgmentability, if there's such a word, is just so amazing, because when people get into a place where things are not exactly the way they thought it would be, usually that's the beginning of the end of a relationship. And with you, it was actually the beginning of the relationship, which I so appreciate, because when you want to be a light giver into the world, and when you just want to, even if you don't do anything about it, just the desire itself sometimes is huge, without even saying a word, without doing anything. So I love the energy that you bring to this and to this workout and to me, but I also love the energy that you bring into the world. And with that being said, I know that you're up to something. So why don't you tell us what you're doing these days?
Oh, my gosh, and there's so much. And I just have to say what you just said is so important too, because someone just, a mutual friend of ours who I mean, I'm just going to mention Bevan. We love him and dearly. And we just talked about this today. So it must be something we need to talk about, because it's funny. He asked me, how can you not get angry when someone's always angry? Or how can you not get frustrated when life is just so this or that, you know, we all get into these, and how, and he says, how do you stay in non-judgment? And it's so interesting that you bring that up. And the best answer I had was that, because just as you don't get hyped up about the angry person who's in front of you, because I have also someone I deal with regularly who's very angry, and I don't take it personal. I actually don't get attached to the real hyped up, happy moments either. Now, that's not a sad thing. It's just that they're both opposite sides of the spectrum. And let me give you an example in nature, because as you know, people who are familiar with me always, oh my God, nature, she goes again. But it's so much easier to compare nature. It's like a tree. The tree does not judge whether there's an ice storm or whether there's a beautiful sunny day. They're both the same. It takes it in stride. It completely thrives no matter what. It doesn't judge it as bad or good, because neither one is bad or good. They're both simply, they just both simply exist. That's it. That's it. The bottom line is, and we, because of our, we've been inoculated into these beliefs, judgment belief systems. You know, our brains are just receptor vehicles of judgment systems. We are told that that's bad, but who are we to know if it's bad or not, or good or not? we really don't know. We really don't know because we're not born knowing that. We just, I mean, we're born with a range. I mean, babies do get angry. Babies cry and they get angry. It's not a bad thing.
Not
you know, so
a bad thing. Sometimes getting angry is important. You need to get angry sometimes
right,
to take action.
Right. So it's so interesting, and I love how you brought that up because it does bring awareness to maybe a lot of listeners who think, it allows you to step back and say, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to reassess the people in my life that may be supposedly causing trouble or what, because that's just causing you suffering, not the other person suffering. It's because of your judgment or expectation of the other person that's causing you suffering. So that's interesting.
And so this, what you just said, touches on another point that I brought up, which is not only what do I appreciate or what do I like about you, but what do you like about a new person that happened to kind of flutter into your life from nowhere. Like we had this little nice spirit from Canada. But,
yeah.
but something that you said that is so important, and I think people would have missed it, you said that you don't really get hyped up about good things as well as you don't get really put down about bad things. And it's one of the things that really, really determines, because if you're bipolar and you get crazy joyful about something good that happens, you're going to get just as crazy depressed when something seems a little bit out of whack. And so when good things happen, taking it strong, like you said, like the tree, and it's really, really amazing that you brought it up now, because everything is obviously in sync. And I was just taking a walk in nature, and I said, can I squeeze in my little walk in nature before we do this? And I said, yes, I can. And as I'm walking, I'm literally thinking about all those things that happen to us in life that we really think are really bad. And really, they're just another gift. They're just another gift in a different form. So here you sit with this box full of darkness, and you don't realize that is a gift inside waiting for you, that it's not darkness at all. So.
And I love how, and it's not, you know, I think some people are alarmed when they say, well, but the blissful times, you need to really be this way and a certain behavior, and you need to be exhibit certain amount of emotions. But I don't know, you know, there's no wrong or right. I'm not at all saying that at all. But I just, what I'm saying is it's like observing it from a third party perspective, as a tree would, or as a, if you were observing yourself from a consciousness level and if literally a third person. So you're seeing a beautiful thing happening to you, and you're seeing what you think what someone would say is a not beautiful thing, but they're actually both beautiful things. They're both things that are happening. They're experiences that you are experiencing here that you came to experience. It's just that when you remove yourself from them, you can actually see them as equal. Therefore, the judgment goes away, and you're able to really see it as all the same. Everything is all the same. And that's why when I'm saying non-judgment, it is all the same. There is no good or bad. There is no good or bad. It goes away. It goes away.
Right. The night is not necessarily bad, and the day is not necessarily good, even though this has light and this is dark. Absolutely, we need both, and there would be no light without darkness. It wouldn't even exist.
It's very profound. It's a very profound thought, and I've been, it's funny because it comes in light of having a really down, very very, I don't know how else to describe it, month. When you say what have you been doing, when I've had a really low energy, low energy month, which is interesting. I only, that way I observe it, not in a good way or a bad way, just very low energy month. And I fought it in the beginning, I must say. And I thought to myself, I realized I was fighting it. And to everyone who thinks, you know, it's funny because certain people have perceptions of spiritual people or teachers or gurus or whatever, but everyone has the same cycles, the same ups, same downs. And And I know that people probably ask you the same thing. Well, but you're not supposed to get, down in the dumps or whatever. But I think that it's absolutely the same for everyone, and it's necessary because it, and I actually am speak. I don't know if you can hear. I mean, I've had this sinus thing going on as well. But it all is interesting because it really made me slow down. It really made me slow down and do nothing for the first time in a long time. I did absolutely nothing for a while, which I'm glad it's summer because it helps.
Sometimes you need to rejuvenate. Sometimes doing nothing is really important. I mean, if you're going to do nothing every day of your life, I don't think it's going to be feeling good or productive or happy. But everybody needs to either do nothing or to go on vacation, take a break, but to find some way to rejuvenate. So sometimes when you need to rejuvenate and you're not doing it, spirit finds a way to throw it into you, whether you like it or not.
It does. Like, and if you resist it, it will, trust me, you're right. Spirit, universe, life will find a way to slow you down. And I also feel that I'm rebirthing something, and it takes time and energy and to slow down and to allow that void to happen, to allow that growth and to allow that quietness to happen while that birth is going on. It's important.
Right.
It's really important.
Right. So the most important thing in all that is not to judge yourself harshly and not to judge other people harshly and not to go into that slump where you actually can destroy things that don't need to be destroyed. Just being able
right.
to look back and to say, it's fine, we can survive that too.
Well, right, because we're such a productive society. I mean, our status symbol in our Western society is on productivity, and that's the bottom line. I mean, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm so busy. Well, I'm busier than you. Or,
right.
I've got this many things
oh,
to do
yeah.
and I've got this many. Oh, yeah. And, when you say, well, I'm going to do a lot of nothing, it doesn't really get the conversation. It doesn't get rewarded amongst social circles. It's not popular. It's not a popular idea. So, I'm not saying that is as far as in the East culture, Eastern cultures, but definitely in the West, it is not rewarded to do a lot of nothing. It is seen as definitely a failure tendency, and it's definitely seen as something to look down on. I mean, something's wrong with you, basically. So, but I'm here to say, I think we do need these things. I do think we need downtime for sure.
Oh my God, yeah, because in our culture, there's a little bit of noise here. One second, let me just fix it and get it out of here. So that I could actually focus on that.
Because in our culture we're super busy.
In a to-do list, and your to-do list
right.
never ever gets completed. And
no.
So you're always thinking about what many things have I not done, rather than how can I do nothing for the day, And I think sometimes that's very important.
It is.
Hello? Yeah.
It is for sure. I mean, it is for sure. And so that is what my month has been. But I feel that it's very productive at the same time, because it clears you out for something amazing, actually. It clears you out for something grand. And I don't, I'm sure maybe a lot of listeners can understand that. It's another kind of profound feeling, is another area of growth.
It's actually really hard, based on the kind of social acceptance that we have, it's really hard not to judge yourself and not to be harsh with yourself when you are doing nothing for a while.
And
it's really hard. So actually, that's one of the hardest things that we really do need to accomplish in our society is Don't if you have one day, one month, or whatever amount you need to just sit back and rejuvenate and re-energize, charge your battery. If that's what you need to do, then do it joyfully. Don't do it beating yourself over the head.
You're exactly right. And how many of us, I mean, let's face it, there's a gender discrimination too. So a lot of men don't really see this as an option. There's also teenagers. I know I have kids from all different ages, and teenagers have an extraordinary amount of pressure, and they really do actually need a break in time and space. And I try to encourage my teenagers to have that break because, of course, childhood seems to be a race, not a journey anymore. And so, you know, it's just one obligation on the next of, it's not even about finding out who you are. It's about how many Instagram followers you have. And then, you know, how many essays did you get in college? How many did this? What is your SATs? What is, you know, how many friends? It's just a constant. And I don't think you can really talk about or think about what's really going on in your life in the everyday moments unless you slow down. Now, I actually have to force them to do that because it's not in their repertoire. It's not in their, you know, if there's a free moment, they don't want to. No, they don't want to. They'd rather be off with their friends. You know, that's not what they want to do. And they're bored.
Yeah.
Right. Always doing.
Even if that something means looking at your phone, it's still doing something.
Yeah, and I think someone who may be listening is probably asking the question, how do I take the time out for myself if I have a full-time job? Or how do I take the time out for myself if I have kids and I'm really, really bogged down? And I think those are really good concerns because that's what we're struggling with. That's what we're all struggling with. And we're struggling with two or three jobs and we're all going around the clock. And I think that you can take them in increments. I mean, you can actually take what they refer to when I was raised in England, actually. They called them a rest cure. And that could be anywhere from a rest cure. It could be anything from 15 minutes to, you know, 6 hours. And it just depends on what your schedule allows. But you're planning this time. You're planning this time. And it's not filling it with more to-dos. Not like, okay, I got to write 10 things I'm grateful for. I got to go in my book and It's like literally doing nothing. It's like literally doing, you know, like sitting somewhere and just detoxing from all the to-do-ness, you know? So it's interesting.
It's very difficult. Very difficult. I think it's one of the
very hard. Your body's going to resist it. You're going to resist every single second of it.
I know. It kind of reminds me of a quote I just read yesterday. When you have nothing to do, don't do it. Don't do anything. You know, people look for something to do if they have a moment where they can relax. Well, don't. Don't just jump into anything because sitting back and thinking about things, which is what this gives you an opportunity to do, is so much more important than doing it. Because when you do without thinking...
Well, I mean, Yeah, exactly. And I think what are people really here? And what do they say to us, first of all? The reason why they come to us is it life coaches or whatnot, is, you know, I want to be more happy. I want to be more peaceful. Right. I want to be more content. How do I get there? Okay, well, that seems to be the problem. But identifying the problem is one part. But this pursuit of happiness or this pursuit of peace or contentment, it's not going to be from out there because nothing's really happening out there. It's all happening in here. And when I'm saying in here, I'm pointing to my head and I'm not pointing to outside of my head. So this is where it all begins, whether we like it or not. And getting all this arranged in here is going to go a long, long way to going, having this reflected out there. So
exactly. Yeah.
You know, so that's where the happiness comes.
It's pretty amazing. And it's very appropriate for the summer because this is where people would take vacations. Then this is where people should be rejuvenating. But what I see all my neighbors and kids doing instead of rejuvenating is running around trying to figure out what can we do for today. But let's fill the day with running around, driving all the way there, doing blah, 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 coming home at 11 o'clock at night so that we can be dead tired the next day and find something new so we can do. How about just take a vacation? Yeah, just relax. And
yeah.
Then you're ready to go back to doing whatever you do at the end of the summer, if you can.
Well, that's true. And there's two modes of thinking on that. One is people go on vacations, but they do their same schedule that they do when they're home. Like they have a schedule. They got to work out. They got to do this, have breakfast, blah, blah, blah. Spend their whole time touring, you know, a huge full schedule. So they come home exhausted. Or the people who go on vacation, they have a relaxing time, but they come home and they're surrounded again by their familiar environment, and they become stressed again and anxious and fatigued and all these thoughts, all these feelings that come creeping back in. Why? Because you've come back into your familiar habits and routine. You were out of them for a little bit, but you came back to them. So the whole issue is changing your insides so that your outsides change, you know, changing your habits, changing your habitual beliefs and thinking patterns. And, you know, so that it doesn't, you don't have to wait for that once in a lifetime vacation, or if you're lucky, maybe a couple times a year vacation. I mean, that's what we're trying to get to, so that you can have this feeling more often.
Absolutely. And as usual, time just flies when I talk to you. And I look at the clock and we have a few more minutes left. And it's just amazing because it really just feels like I've been talking to you for 6.5 seconds. But how much more appropriate can you get to tune into doing nothing and rejuvenating and being in low energy during the summer months, especially now we're experiencing a tremendous heat wave here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are in Florida, but
yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can barely breathe. So, yeah, it's time to relax. It's time to rejuvenate. The weather tells us to do it. Jennifer tells us to do it. The world tells us to do it. Let's actually take the time. If you're working, like you said, take a 15-minute rejuvenation. Take a 15-day. Take a long weekend, you know, maybe one extra day on a Monday or on a Friday or even 2 days, Friday and Monday, and you have a 4-day just to do nothing. And I love that. And not very often we get to the point where, you know what, we really need to do nothing for a while. So
yeah, and what a great theme. And thank you for allowing this to come, because I think it's comforting for people to realize there's really nothing you have to do. I mean, the journey is the destination, and it's enjoying the journey. Because if you're not enjoying the journey, then you're not enjoying your life. And slow down and regroup. Regroup, and I mean, press the restart button. And the best way to do that is to do nothing. Step back and do nothing, because really that's what you're here for, to enjoy this. And like Tippi said, I mean, what a great way to segue. And her questions, I mean, that's, you know, be joyful and looking around exactly at what you have right now. I mean, if you can slow down enough to look at the people around you and what you're grateful for and your close connections. I mean, it's a great segue into exactly what you started with. It's really beautiful.
Exactly. And so that's our summer message to you. We will come back next month with a huge to-do list that will be and so joyful to follow, because by that time you're going to be itching to get into a to-do list. Because after a while, rejuvenation is done with. So any few words of wisdom before we leave that you want to leave us with? Because we are going to come back in a completely different mode next month.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that you were never broken and that was nothing to be fixed. And that, you know, of course, that was the name of my first book, but it's true. It's true. And I think that's probably what spurs us on a lot, is trying to fix all those things that we think are broken. And no, I think having that quiet time makes us realize it's
stop
true.
Crying.
It's true.
Yes, stop crying. And so, yes, my name is Tippi Feldenstein. I'm here with Jennifer Schutemaker, and we have made the final decision for the day. Go to nothing. But do enjoy. Enjoy doing it. And don't allow any of the other. Basically, the bottom line, really, Jennifer, is go with the flow. If the flow takes you into the quiet waters, then that means you're going to be quiet. And then if the flow takes you into the waves, then start swimming a little bit. And don't get upset when you swim, and don't get upset when you're in the flow. Just take it with the same way the tree would take it. When the sun is hitting the tree, he's still going to be a strong tree. And when the wind is still going to be the same tree. So I love that analogy. I love the tree analogy. So go be a strong tree. Until we meet again
next
month.
And we'll talk
to
you next time.
Yes, and if you do have any comments or any questions that you would like for us to include next month, and if this has helped you and you have any feedback, feel free to email me at efactorshow@gmail.com. That's efactorshow@gmail.com. Or you can actually go to JenniferShoutermaker.com and check her out and leave some feedback on her website, which is Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, and the last name is, take a pencil,
S-C-H-U-I-T-E-M-A-K-E-R, JenniferShoutermaker.com. Thank you.
Exactly, and find out more, and when Jennifer comes out of her hibernation, trust me, you will hear from her again. Until then, have an amazing summer. And enjoy the journey.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.